Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
Hi, this is Morty Lefkoe with podcast 128. Today's October 30, 2012. Today's topic, learn how to get rid of a negative sense of yourself. Larry said at the start of a Skype session with me, quote, "You've helped me get rid of a bunch of self-esteem beliefs, and I feel much better. But I still can't seem to move forward on the things that are most important in my life," close quote. I replied, "If some things in your life are improving, then clearly beliefs are being eliminated. Now, we need to find the additional beliefs that are causing your continuing resistance," close quote. In that session, he eliminated a few more relevant beliefs, such as, "What happens in my life is outside my control," "I'm deeply flawed," and "I don't work." At our next session, Larry seemed puzzled. He said, "Every time we eliminate beliefs, I feel better. But the problem doesn't seem to go away. Moreover, the words of the beliefs we've worked on don't seem true, but something about them does feel true." When you've eliminated all the beliefs you can think of that could explain a given problem, and when the beliefs that have been eliminated somehow still feel true, the problem is probably being caused by a conditioned sense. A sense is not a cognitive statement like a belief. It exists as a feeling. If you try to communicate to someone what that sense feels like, you might use colors like dark, or physical sensations like heavy, metaphors like, "I'm being stopped by a wall," short phrases like, "can't move forward," etc. You can have a sense of many things, but the three most common senses are of yourself, of people, and of life. I decided to check Larry's sense of self to see if that explained why his resistance to taking action was still there after eliminating all the beliefs we could find. When I asked him to close his eyes and get in touch with his sense of self, and then describe it with whatever words came closest to what he was feeling, here's what he said, quote, "Total mismatch for life. Not really functional enough for life. Out of control. Overwhelmed. The world seems totally uncontrollable. Things coming at me all around. I don't have the computing power to cope with the world, and I have no capacity to react adequately," close quote. Your sense of yourself feels like who you really are. It feels like you were born this way. This feeling is you. A sense of people feels like who people really are. People are inherently this way. They always were and always will be this way. And a sense of life feels like the way life really is. Life is always this way, no matter what. These three senses can be positive or negative. If they're positive, leave them alone. But if they're negative and adversely affecting your life, decondition them with the process I provide at the end of this podcast. Our senses are the result of conditioning specific feelings, as I'll explain in a moment. But where do the feelings come from? In order for us to be able to experience a feeling, there must be an event stimulating the feeling. But that's not sufficient. Except for stimuli that are explicit threats to our physical survival, like the experience of drowning, stimuli themselves do not have inherent meaning for adults. The meaning adults give to events is what triggers emotions. On the other hand, certain events can have inherent meaning for children. Because young children realize their survival depends on adults, especially their parents, being yelled at or punished inherently means to them they're not loved, which means they might be abandoned, which means they could die. Obviously, similar events, such as being yelled at by a spouse, friend, or boss, don't have the same inherent meaning for adults. If we experience similar meanings repeatedly, obviously we'll have the same feelings over and over. We forget the feelings were caused by external events, namely the interactions with our parents, and conclude, if I feel this way about myself most of the time, my feelings must be true. They must be who I really am. An example of this would be criticism or punishment from mom and dad that you, as a child, automatically interpret to mean, mom and dad are unhappy with me. I'm not pleasing mom and dad. I seem to be incapable of doing what I'm supposed to do, etc. These meanings, in turn, might make you feel about yourself dark, heavy, stuck, overwhelmed, powerless, etc. If you felt that way often enough as a child, you would get conditioned to experience yourself that way anytime you looked inside for a sense of who you were, as I just explained. To summarize, most behavioral and emotional problems, such as procrastination and a fear of taking action, are caused primarily by beliefs. When the beliefs are gone, the problem usually is also. Sometimes, however, when all the relevant beliefs have been eliminated, the problem still remains. In such a situation, the source of the remaining problem likely is a conditioned sense. If that's the case, use the process that's available on my website at mortylefko.com. And there I provide the steps of the Lefko Sense process. Now, here's this week's exercise. Close your eyes and take a moment to get in touch with your sense of yourself. You're not looking for beliefs you have about yourself. You're looking for feelings. When you're in touch with that feeling, describe it as best you can. You might use colors, shapes, metaphors, short phrases, etc. There might be as many as 10 different attributes of the feeling. Write them all down. Then use the Lefko Sense process to decondition all the negative aspects of your sense of yourself. You'll be amazed at the remarkable shift in your experience of yourself. Please comment on this podcast and write your results from the exercise I just described. You can do both at mortylefko.com. I read all of your posts and your comments and respond to as many as I can. Don't forget, if you find this post useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons at the top of the post itself at mortylefko.com. Don't forget, if you haven't yet eliminated one limiting belief, please go to recreateyourlife.com. Have a great week. See you next week with another podcast.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at mortylefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to recreateyourlifefree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.